welcome to this week's Talking Codswallop. I am Gemma.
I'm James.
Oh, hello, James. How are you?
Hello.
Oh, James, how did you throw your voice like that?
I would say it's one of my powers, but that would be lying.
And one thing I certainly don't do is lie.
That's really odd. I don't know how you're doing. Wait, hold on. There's a third person in this video. What is going on? Introduce yourself right now.
Nine! Nick Sheason! Hello, gang. My name is also James, hence the confusion. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Well, welcome to the podcast. Yes, we have got a fourth member of the podcast because, you know, Andy still does exist. He's not here all the time, but he does exist. So, yeah, so we have a new member and I love to be confused. So why not introduce another James?
Why not? And it gets even more confusing because he has a beard as well.
But both of us hate being called anything other than James. So even more confusing.
Yeah, we can create chaos with that one, I would agree.
Yeah, you definitely can. But I'm almost certain that James Stafford could probably help me out because he quite often just puts J, so I would imagine. But it doesn't feel right to call you anything other than James at this stage. So, yeah, I'll just go James Huh and James Sir.
That works for me.
Brilliant. So let's do an introduction to the new James so that our salty tadpoles get to know him a little bit better. So do you want to tell us a little bit about yourself? You don't have to go into great detail if you don't want to. And anything that you said at this point can be edited out. So please don't worry.
Just before you say anything, James, credit card numbers, please. PIN numbers for your accounts. That's the stuff I'm more interested in.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Oh, there's no point. The ex-wife's already had all of those.
Oh, bastard.
I'm mad enough to have done it twice as well. So, you know.
Oh, well, there you go. Well, not X, though. Only one X.
Oh, eh? No. One X, but second wife.
Yeah. Well, at least you did it right the second time.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah.
Well, obviously, my name is James. I am based in Liverpool, although not a native. Mm-hmm. As noted by the lack of a Scouse accent, which thankfully I haven't picked up fully. I was born in Lancashire, but I moved to Liverpool when I was a police officer.
Okay.
Wasn't there long because I wasn't very good at it, but at least I recognised that I wasn't very good at it. And now I am a 3D designer by trade as a kind of self-employment job. And I actually work in the medium of Lego, which is always fun. Because it means I can be a big kid, I can buy Lego sets whenever I go out, and I get the tax back on the VAT.
Oh, nice.
Because officially, anything Lego I buy, it's for R&D, so I get the VAT back on it.
Let's just hope the taxman isn't listening to this and going, really, let's do a really one of those really deep forensic audits.
Yeah. Next week's episode, new James is now no longer a cast member as he's in prison.
Or we do a recording from prison. We don't limit anything from this podcast, you know.
Live from B-Wing.
Yeah, that could get scary in so many ways.
I know. I don't think I really want to do that.
I'm not too big of a fan either.
No. Okay. Oh, yeah. I didn't even take into consideration that you might not want to go. It's all about podcasts, don't you
know? I'm going to be real popular.
So, like, with regards to the 3D stuff, have you actually got a 3D printer, have you?
No. What I do is I make my own instructions.
Okay.
But I work digitally. Mm-hmm. So I have it's a free piece of computer software called stud.io. Mm-hmm. And what it does is it basically gives you access to every Lego brick ever made.
Wow.
So, and because it's all digital, it literally allows you to build anything to any scale, to any size, and it's all done on the computer. And then the software can also render images in a scale of like photorealistic. So once I've built something, I can then render it as a JPEG or a PNG, and it will show you what it would look like built with real Lego bricks. It even puts the trademark on top of the studs. So if you zoom in, it actually says Lego on top of the studs. It's a very, very impressive piece of software. And I'm very grateful it's free.
Yeah, no, definitely.
Because usually you have to pay for those kind of software.
So what's the most challenging thing you've... I'll be more precise. What's the most popular thing, the most challenging thing you've had to create?
So my most popular design from when I started, I've only been officially... like selling my designs for about the last 2 years. But my most popular is the seaplane from the Disney cartoon Tailspin. Don't know if you remember it from...
I remember that.
...years ago.
I don't know, sorry.
It's okay. It was the pilot was Baloo from The Jungle Book.
Oh, okay, I know Baloo, yeah.
And that's been one of my most popular ones, but personally, one of my favourites, I have two... And it is, I built, on my birthday 2 years ago, I designed Lady Penelope's Rolls Royce in Lego. So I have Fab 1 in Lego with a full interior, the doors open. You know, that's probably one of my absolute favorites because I had so much fun designing it. But it was a nightmare because pink bricks are surprisingly hard to get hold of. So making the shape in pink bricks was difficult, but not impossible. And then obviously the other one, my absolute favorite design that I've done so far is I built Tracy Island.
Wow.
That's
cool. And it functions. So that the swimming pool opens. I based it on the original vintage Matchbox toy that everyone wanted, the one Blue Peter made out of washing up bottles and newspaper. But I was able to replicate it in Lego and keep the features. So I've got folding palm trees, the Thunderbird 2 runway lifts up, so there's the ramp, and I've even included miniature versions of the Thunderbirds in Lego in the island, so they all fit and it's all to the same kind of scale. So, and that was the one I had the most fun designing, because it was, not only do you have to get it looking right, but the ability to add the features just pushed it over the top for me.
Yeah, that sounds really fun. I'm kind of regretting my life choices and now want that job instead.
Well, let me put it this way. It's not a pay your bills kind of job. It's a debt, but it is definitely gives me some fun spending money at the end of it.
Okay. And well, that's all that matters. So when the bill comes for this podcast, you know, we're asking to chip in, eh, James?
Absolutely. Which have you kind of really, have you gone into, and because obviously those are ones that you really enjoy, what have you gone into that you've absolutely thought, oh God, no?
I've only ever had one where I've been like that, and it was a really difficult design that I didn't want to complete out of frustration. It was a design which no one asked for. And I couldn't stop myself throughout the whole process until I'd finished. And even at the end, I was sat at my desk looking at it going, it's wonderful, but why?
Mm.
And it is a giant Lego Zippo lighter.
That is different. Okay. That is very different.
Now, is that functioning?
No, but it does open. It does have the wick inside. It does have the flint wheel and that will spin. But it's literally about 2 foot tall.
Okay.
So I don't know if you remember Timpsons, the key cutters. They usually have a Zippo stand on the on the workshop, on the workbench, with all their Zippos on display, and there's a big plastic Zippo lighter on top, and it's about that size.
Wow.
And I remember for like 45 minutes straight, I was designing this and building it. And I just sat down and finished it and go, well, it's done. Don't know why I've done it, but it's done. And it's been a really good, you know, it's been very popular. And a lot of people just like, are you going to do any more big stuff like this? And I said, I honestly don't know. I don't think my brain could cope.
Well, look at it this way. Arsonists everywhere would be really, really happy with that.
I like to think more tobacconists, but...
Oh, but well, yeah, a bit of both.
Yeah, so one or the other.
Let's not go encouraging the criminal element.
I know, as an ex-cop.
I have enough issues with that, as it is.
Oh, dear. So, wow, there we go. We have a new person, everybody. So I hope that you like the sound of him, because tough, he's here forever until he wants to leave. So, you know, all right.
Hi, guys. Yeah.
Yeah. Run, James, run.
Nice to have met you.
What do you mean, run? You're the one who invited me on. You're the one who wants to do the movies.
Well, that's true. That is true. I'm just giving you the out clause now to get out.
Because that is the idea, actually, that they've alluded to, is the fact that James and James are going to hopefully be doing some celluloid codswallop episodes. So that will be quite fun, because I know Stafford, while you're both here, I'm going to call you by your surnames, okay? I know that, you know, you've been wanting to get back into doing the movie reviews as well, haven't you? Uh-huh. You know, you've been chomping at the bit to find another DC movie to yep. review, so...
Imagine the fun we can have, though, when we're discussing it, because it'll just be, James, what do you think? James, what do you...
Well, James, I'll tell you what I think.
So, yeah. So, hopefully we will get a few more than DC, though.
No.
As there's a lot more films out there. You never know.
Yes. Yes, we will.
No.
Yes.
All DC, all the time.
We're going to turn it into the Zack Snyder podcast.
Excellent. Sold.
Okay, brilliant. Well, I'll leave you guys to sort that out. Because at least then that will give me a week off when you do that. So that'll be perfect for me. Thank you. So let's get into how our weeks have been. Anyone want to go first? Right, nobody wants to go first. So...
Well, I'm working on the fact that you're generally pretty angry, Gemma, so I'm going to let you run with it.
Well, we haven't got into codswallops yet, James.
I reckon we could take the week and probably somehow turn it into a codswallop thing.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I could take today and turn it into a codswallop thing. I have had the worst day ever today.
I wasn't wrong.
For medical reasons, I have had, I've been treated like a pincushion. I had to do something rather disgusting this morning. And I was looked in parts I'd not been looked in for a while. So... You asked.
Although no. You started it saying, how's everyone's week going?
Well, you know, that's what I was, you know, I was hoping that somebody else would go first. But no,
I mean,
it's just...
It's one hell of a way to kick the week off.
It's just some routine, typical tests that females have to have. So any female listeners, they'll know what I'm talking about. So I won't go into graphics, you know, not with two men here. But at the same time, you know, they're important, and I had to go and have them done. So anyway, but yeah, how's my week been? I mean, it's been a few weeks, so it's they've been all right. I have got plenty of codswallop. But we'll talk about our weeks right now. So, James Stafford, over to you.
Well, as you point out, it is only Monday, so we're only one day in. But for this week, so far, not too bad. Interestingly, my discussing other weeks kind of also slides into codswallop territory. So it's going to be a bit of a more of an interesting one to shift into what's happened over the past few weeks.
Okay, right. So... Basically, no one's got anything interesting today to say.
We haven't asked James yet.
Okay.
Fine. If you don't want to learn about my trip to India, I'm not going to tell you.
Into the microphone. No, go on.
As I say, unfortunately, I too have had a slow week as week prior. And yes, as... Mrs. Stafford has pointed out, it is only Monday. I woke up this morning. The house hadn't burnt down. I usually take that as a positive for the week, but we'll see what the rest brings. I did have a birthday party this weekend, which was nice, which was my dad and his twin sister both turned 80.
Ooh.
Nice. So that was lovely to be that was nice to be. We managed to surprise my auntie by not telling her, but unfortunately we had to tell my dad, otherwise he wouldn't have turned up because I had to bring him.
I see.
So it was very hard to try and explain to my dad, I need to take you back to our home village on this date at this time. Why? Oh, no reason.
Couldn't you have lured him out with sugary treat?
No, because unfortunately his blood sugar level's too high. Right. He's been told by the doctor he's got to bring it down.
Or a biscuit, not a biscuit, then some cheese or something.
No, I threatened him by telling him I'd tell all the other relatives where he lives. And then I'd send them round to his instead.
Good thinking.
I said, get this over and done with this way. Then you can escape.
I think that's fair. That's good.
That was probably the highlight of last week for me, was getting to see all my family, my cousins, and people I tend not to see that often. So that was lovely.
Yeah, it's good. Nice. It's nice to have a family get together for, you know, not too often, because sometimes you get a bit, I don't know if everybody's family is the same, but I get a bit sick of mine. But, you know, it is nice to see them from time to time. So, yeah.
I think everyone's in agreement when we all say we all have that one family member or, you know, possibly two or three, in my case, 16.
But... or are you the family member? No, is that the problem?
quite possibly.
In my case, I suspect I am the family member. So,
yeah, I think I am. Yeah. I think I am too. So, yeah, we're definitely in agreement there.
We're all the black sheep.
Oh, yes. Oh,
talking about sheep, I had a new tattoo done this week, which is also quite fun. I've got a little Welsh dragon. I'll show that. I tried to do this earlier, but it's not very, you can sort of see it. Anyway, nobody else can see it, but, you know.
It's the Welsh dragon sex tattoo that has sex with sheep. Gotcha.
That's the one.
Well, we edited the photo so that it wasn't that. Yeah, originally there was a picture of this lovely cute little Welsh dragon with a daffodil in its hair, so to speak, or behind its ear. And I'm looking at it and I'm trying to describe it and I'm doing very badly. But previously in the photo, there was a sheep that was sort of positioned in a very awkwardish place with a leak. And I was like, I don't think I want to have a sheep shagging dragon on my arm for the rest of my life. So so that part did get removed. But
it was an interesting little image. I think the dragon was going in dry.
I think so, definitely.
I do certainly think that's what the expression was on that sheep's face, because it was suspect.
Yeah, the eyes were bulging out. Yeah. We're all saying the same thing at the same time. And what was the leak for? That's what I want to know.
I dread to think.
So I have got a new tattoo. I'm absolutely loving it. So, and I've got four Welsh words around it as well, which I did check with Welsh friends and family to make sure that they definitely were what I wanted it to be. Although it's turned out that a couple of the words are actually meaning different things anyway. So I think it's all right. I know what it means.
It's not like you've written microwave.
No.
And you've got poppy ping.
I think I worked out what the leak was for.
Yeah, go on.
On previous image. Well, it's something for the sheep to bite down on.
Or it was acting like a dildo, one of the two.
Sorry, James, this must be terribly scary for the first time.
Believe it or not, I've heard worse.
It's not like he's not listened to us before, James.
Yeah, I actually listened to the podcast.
Yeah, exactly.
True. I mean, yeah, well, you know, we all have our problems, crosses to bear. I mean, so I Jim, was going to say we'd ease you in gently, James, but to be fair, that's probably what the dragon said to the sheep.
Look at you being on fire today.
I'd have the same expression as well.
Okay, I will put up an original picture of this this picture just so everyone can actually see it. And then I will put a picture up of the tattoo as well because, yeah, it is lovely. So, and I'm happy with it. So that's the most important thing, really, because it's got to be on my skin for the rest of my life. So all good. But so, James Stafford, have you had any interesting meals lately?
Ah, yes. This ties into, well, to explain how all this kind of stuff pulls together. So the interesting things that have happened in the past few weeks. So my dad last week, that was really good. Spent the day with him. Nice. But about 2 weeks before, where I live, there'd been a problem on one of the houses at the furthest end of the little private road run where they'd had a collapsed drain.
Private road. So
for days and days on end, we had the water people out working 3 hours a day to fix things and just taking a very long time. And about 2 weeks ago, they came out and they were doing a final check, it turns out, to make sure that everything was fixed by using a camera system and all this. So they're reversing down the road, and for some reason, known only to the driver, he reversed onto my drive. Now, there was no logical reason for him to do it, but he also decided, well, I didn't decide, but he scratched the bumper on my car, righted himself, and then reversed down the road again.
Oh, you don't do that to an Audi driver. Or anyone, actually, in fact, because that is fucking annoying.
No.
So this rolls into the codswop. So I shot out, worked out, because I thought that was very close to the car. That seems odd. Anyway, I've been in contact with them, and hopefully we'll get it resolved. But the more amusing thing is that he just straightened up and carried on the same reversing, so he had no need to. Anyway, but to answer the meal question, so I went to get the car valeted to try and, you know, see if they can buff the scratch out, but they can't.
Oh,
so
that's a shame.
I'm going to have to take it to a body shop. But I was subjected to the hell of a 2 hour wait, and I had to go to McDonald's. It was terrible. And frankly, the food is not food. Now, the reason this question's been raised all the tadpoles is I mentioned earlier that, frankly, it was just awful. it just doesn't really taste of anything.
Well, it does. It tastes of grease, James.
True. And strange chemicals.
Well, grease, chemicals, and cardboard is usually, you get more nutrition eating the box it came in.
It was just the thing is, the coffee wasn't even good. The one hope I thought is at the end of it, at least the coffee might be okay. No, not good.
But so what did you have, James?
Well, the thing is, it like you, with all the kind of times you go for a meal of any sort, you think, well, you build it up in your mind from past memories, think it'll be good. So I had the double egg McMuffin with a hash brown, and frankly, yeah, now I won't be repeating the meal. I mean, the staff are wonderful. They do what they've got to do. But the more interesting thing is the staff.
Wait, be angry.
The staff.
Be angry.
No, the staff. This is the telling point. The staff who were eating there, the lady was obviously on her break. She wasn't eating any of their food. She brought her own food, which is very telling.
Definite giveaway on that one.
Definitely. But yeah, feel free to get angry. I mean, it's not like McDonald's representative is going to be listening to this podcast. And like,
I think I've got rid of all the rage. I mean, it's been, if you want an annoying thing, this is, I think yesterday and today have been the first few days for about what feels like 6 months where it hasn't rained.
Okay. Well, that's annoying.
that is annoying. That's really annoyed me because I've not been able to do anything properly, like gardening that I needed to do. The car, I mean, this is the only way the car got washed today is because it hasn't rained, but it's raining for the rest of the week. So, yeah.
Oh, my God. When you got real issues, James, you know, your McDonald's food is awful, but actually the weather is worse. I mean, God.
Well, I can't help that I have these first world problems, and I can't help the fact that, unlike you, Gemma, I'm not this constant Hulk-walking rage monster.
No, fair enough. And, you know, fair enough, I am. But that's my next tattoo. I'm going to get She-Hulk or Gem-Hulk put on me somewhere, maybe on my ass. But no, not really. just you know, maybe on my face right here. But no, yeah, I was going to say you could have been a little bit more aggro with regards to, like, the scratch on your car, because, like, that's quite bad.
Oh, I was at the time. I was pretty annoyed at the time. But
you need to save it up. You need to bottle it up like everybody else and just let it out.
But here's the reality. It could have been a lot worse. They could have put my light out, and that really would be a bugger to fix. So I've actually stayed remarkably calm over this compared to how it could have been.
Yeah.
Once the initial shock's worn off.
Yeah.
But I find a wonderful solution to this is, if you only pay £600 for your car, you don't really care what happens to it.
I think that's what, that was the terrifying thought I had when I thought, well, if the light had gone, I think the light, you've got to replace the whole unit. And that's, I think, about £600 for the light.
Yeah, everyone always has a go at me because I'm a car enthusiast. I have a classic car, which is currently sat on my sister's driveway, taking up space.
Nice, nice.
I keep promising her, yes, I will move it, and then I forget. But one of these days I will actually get around to moving it. But again, I love my car, even though I only paid £600 for it. I love it. And I do get upset when people ding it.
Understandable.
And it's so hard to try and explain to there are car people and non-car people. Non-car people will be like, well, it's already scratched. Why are you getting upset? And the car people will all be like, yes, but that's a new scratch. Mm-hmm. And I know what caused it. It was before my ownership. Mm-hmm. That means it's my problem.
But is it worse? So here's a question to both of you. Is it worse if somebody else causes the problem or you cause the problem yourself?
If I cause the problem myself.
Yeah, I get that way. Yeah,
I absolutely, I didn't even need to think about it. I absolutely beat myself up more than the person who would have done something. I mean, I'll be angry. Don't get me wrong, but yeah, I will 100% be angry at myself. So
I think it's more, it's a disappointment in yourself. it's the anger. The anger at yourself is you're disappointed because you know you're better than that.
Yeah, especially.
You should have made it through that gap. You know what you're doing. You've cocked up. Mm-hmm. It's your fault. Whereas if someone else does it, it's clearly that double-digit IQ moron who doesn't wear a belt, has his hat on sideways, his music's too loud, his car's too low, and he's got smelly breath. And it's, you know, all those, that's why it happened. It's all because of that. It's nothing to do with me. I'm Michael Schumacher of the parking world.
I'm a female driver, so obviously it's not my fault.
Well, I'd hope you're not the current Michael Schumacher of the driving world, because that would be a very, very unfortunate medical situation to be in. So I'm hoping you're more the previous iteration of Michael Schumacher.
I should hope so as well. However, Mick Schumacher is doing quite well, which is Michael's son.
Yeah.
And he's doing quite well. So I'll take either, to be honest. But yes, Schumacher in his heyday. Oh dear, we've lost Jim.
I thought she was going to sleep, but maybe she was just, you know, trying to shocking, isn't it? She asks these questions and then she snorts at us. But if it makes you feel any better, Gemma, when it happened, I did use some interesting profanity when I was looking at the scratch on the car. So
see, that's what I mean.
I was pretty wondering what was going on.
I think you need to have your microphone on you at all times so to record every reaction that you ever have. Because I like I said this on the previous episode, like, I'd love to hear angry James. Like, I don't want it directed at me.
But no, I don't think you would, because when I go. No,
yeah, but
because I really go when I go. But, I mean, the thing I recognise with this is that, look, the guy did not mean it to happen. It's just one of those things. It's going to happen. I'm just waiting for the water company who've been in contact with me to hopefully resolve it. No. But I'll tell you the one that is funny. Here's the one where I would have gone and say that somebody pointed out could have happened. Just imagine if their bumper had locked onto my bumper and ripped the whole front of the car off, which could happen.
I think that did happen to my granddad. Oh, and he gave me it's the same car I am now the owner of, as he's passed away sadly, but just before he stopped driving, he was pulling out of my mum's driveway. And it's quite a narrow country lane, so she's got like a little carport, and then it goes onto a country lane. So as he pulls out, he thought he'd clipped a tree that lined the road. So he went to back up to straighten up, and it's actually a 4-foot steel pole that is concreted into the floor.
Oh no!
So as he's gone to reverse, it's hooked on the inside of the wheel and ripped his whole front bumper
I've seen
off.
That happen. I've actually seen that happen to somebody with a car. I mean, it's sold by, it was, how did they get it fixed? Spot weld thing that you have to do. I don't know. Bodywork people can work it out. But before I forget, James, what's your classic car?
It is a 1987 Renault Alpine GTA Turbo.
Damn, good choice.
It is an absolute mouthful.
I know what that is, though.
There's only 20 of them left registered in the UK. And they were it's basically the Alpine, or Alpine, as the French prefer to call it. They've just re-released the original, the A110. And mine is the third generation of that line.
Nice.
So it goes A110, A310, GTA Turbo, A610. And then they stopped, but it's a rear-engined V6 turbocharged sports coupe, which at the time, in specification-wise, would beat the Porsche of the day, but because it's French, it never worked.
Yeah.
I bet it's got comfy seats, they have got comfy seats, French cars.
Yeah. They do. And the interior is absolutely beautiful. Mm-hmm. The way the gear stick is mounted, it has the leather that goes around the leather boot that goes around the gear stick actually folds down the side like a water. It cascades over the edge of the tunnel down the middle of the center console. So it is beautiful. It's almost Art Deco kind of, like, because again, obviously the French love doing interior design. Like the outside of it has no door handles. It has a push button. So you push the door in, you push the door handle in, and the door pops out for you to then open the door. There's no, it's completely flush down the side. It's, as I said, I think it's a gorgeous car. I just wish it worked.
That is one of the major problems you find, you know, that goes against the car if it doesn't work.
Yeah. And I have the original brochure from when it was in the showroom. There are two pages explaining how wonderful the stereo is. It's only 4 pages long.
Okay.
Sounds good.
So obviously the stereo is the most important feature of this car then.
Absolutely. Yeah. Also doesn't work in my car.
Can't win them all.
You haven't got a tape deck.
First thing
up.
I haven't got an 8-track anymore.
Yeah, good point. Yeah. Well, as we're talking about cars, I'm going to move on to a car-related codswallop that I've got.
I'm impressed, because I was just going to say whether we have to put Gemma on suicide watch while we're discussing car corner.
No, I just took my headphones out for a few minutes. I don't know if you noticed. My eyes glazed over, as if, you know, I put some makeup on my eyes so it looked like they were open. They were awake still.
You don't have those. You get those sunglasses.
We'll, oh yeah, that'll be good.
Get you some fake. Put some fake eyes over your normal ones. Yeah.
As long as they're blue. Yeah, that's fine. But no, one of my codswallops this week, because I have three, so is I had to replace. So talking like James Stafford earlier was referencing the fact that, you know, your headlight and stuff like that would need replacing, you know, blah, 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 if it was a bulb. But yeah, so my headlight went really cloudy. And it was awful, and it needed replacing. Basically, it wasn't up for MOT, but I was just like, oh, I'll just get it done, because I had a bonus this month, so, you know, at least I had an extra bit of money that I could actually spend on it. Like, I found out which headlight I needed. I spoke to another James, who is my niece's boyfriend. Yeah, obviously Jameses are good, apparently, But so I can't see James Stafford, so unfortunately beyond my microphone, so I don't know if you're actually reacting, but hello.
Don't worry, he is still there, he's just fallen asleep.
He never falls asleep in my stories. My stories are amazing. But
carry on.
I went to I asked my niece's boyfriend for a bit of help, and he found this one on eBay, and I was like, oh perfect, you know, it was going to be £50, which previously I'd sort of had a look at others and they're in the hundreds. So I ordered it as soon as payday came around, and I was like, oh okay, brilliant, all sorted. Then the person contacted me to say, oh yeah, by the way, I'm gonna be it's got a crack to it, so we're gonna have to refund the money. So I was like, oh well crap, but you know, thank you for refunding the money. So I wait the allotted 5 days, and in the meantime I go to Halfords and get another headlight, and then I realize I've got the wrong one, so I have to go back to Halfords to get the right one, but they didn't have it. So then so I've waited the allotted 5 days for a refund to clear, which is, you know, what they sort of say for eBay and stuff like that, and I didn't get the refund. And I was like, because it still says that it's been dispatched. So I was like, right, okay, I need to get onto eBay right now. And to give eBay their absolute due, they raised a case, and then within 2 days, I think it was, I had my money back, and they reported the person as a scam artist. Yeah. I then reluctantly kind of went back onto eBay and found this other one. But thankfully, touch wood, that one actually came, and the mechanic managed to fit it. So it's all good. So it's a cod's wallop with a positive end, but you know, there was a lot of hassle in the middle, and it was such a hassle.
Good. Buying car parts from anywhere online is an absolute nightmare. Mm. I remember because eBay has a wonderful feature, which is you put your reg number in and it will find the exact make and model of your car. Yeah. So you think, perfect. Yeah. If I tell it I have this car, it's going to list parts that will fit
my
car.
It doesn't, does it?
Surely that's how this works. No, never. Ooh. And I've had the same problem recently. I do my own services on my car because my dad was a mechanic. Okay. So he taught me the basics and made sure. Because again, it's one of those things of, if you break down in the middle of nowhere, yes, I do have RAC cover, but you know, saves a call out if you can just
put yourself
bodge a fix to get you to the next garage. Yeah. And I had the exact same problem when I was doing my fan belt.
Oh, you have my, I'm impressed you can do a fan belt.
You're impressed. Well, I'm impressed that I'm impressed that you could do anything, because honestly, I've got no knowledge with cars. My dad died a bit too early, unfortunately, in my life, so I never really got round to. It's all good, but I didn't really get round to learning, and I probably wouldn't have wanted to anyway. So it's all good.
Don't worry, I don't know how to fix stuff on the car either. So I can do.
Oh, that's all right.
I can replace my wiper blades, but that's pretty about it.
Yeah,
and that's impressive in this day and age.
Where's the petrol go?
Madam, this is an electric car. Please put the pump down.
Sorry, James. Continue.
But no, it's okay. As I'm saying, you go through, you think all these parts will fit. You order what you need. It gets here. I'm halfway through the job, and it's not even remotely the same size.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, oh, God. And naturally, the old one does get a bit more damaged as it's coming off. Well, now I've got to put it back on.
Yeah. Oh.
So it's fighting, swearing, and then trying to get it sorted. I'm glad you got yours sorted in the end, because, again, there's nothing worse than having to pay out twice and still technically not having it sorted.
Yeah. No, I managed to.
Like, I've already paid once for one of these parts, and now I've had to buy another one. Just to get it sorted.
Well, the one from Halfords would have been okay, but it was on my car specifically. The headlight is at the bottom, so and that function wasn't on this specific headlight. So, it's all good. It's all sorted now. So I can put it to bed now. It can put it to bed now. But yeah, I was going to say with my other Cods Wallops as well, I may as well carry on. Well, so I went into town the other day. Here's a story. Right, I'm going to move my microphone over slightly so I can see James. Hi, James. Stafford. Right, so I went in.
To be fair, we have done quite well.
We have.
We've not had many cock-ups over names at the moment. We're doing all right.
No, it's all good. It's all good. Yeah, I'm Ermintrude.
I'm Horatio.
Thank you, Ethel. Please don't kiss me.
I'm assuming that was directed at James, not at me, right? But so I went into town. It was in my lunch break, and I just needed to pop to return something. I prefer personally to always park in free parking spaces if I can, because I hate having to pay for parking. I absolutely hate paying for parking, but you know, the nature of the beast is that you do sometimes have to. So anyway, so I parked up, and how much do you think it cost me to park for half an hour?
Fiver.
No.
I'm going to say £7.
No. Okay, both of you are way above, so now it makes it look pathetic. Oh. But thank you. Thank you for making my Cod's Wallet look pathetic. Anyway, so it was but it was £2.60, and I was like, fucking hell, £2.60 for 30 minutes of parking in a small little shithole in Weymouth.
Not great.
It isn't great. I mean, it's not a fiver, and it's not £7 either, but you know, maybe it would have been £7 if it was an hour, but you know, still.
To be fair, I can park all day in Liverpool for, I think it's £6.
That's pretty good.
And that's that's a 24-hour ticket. But the problem is, it's such a small car park, and all the locals know it's such a good car park. You have to be there at the crack of dawn.
Yeah, it's a bit like the...
Just to get a space.
There's the similar problem around for the train station, because it's allowed, you can park for the train, but you can also just park as a normal member of the public. You've got to pay for it. But
it's not Battle specifically Royale. Just for rail passengers. Yeah.
But yeah, honestly, I was toying with the idea. I was really toying with the idea of just being like, la 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 la, dash off and do my refund and come back. But I was like, no, because you know that one time that you do that, it's going to be a £60 to £100 fine, isn't it? And it's like, oh, I should have just paid the £2.60. But it's so frustrating. It's just, I think it's disgusting.
Oh, I've been there for the £100 parking fine. So, yeah.
Yeah. So have I. You know, you should know that a couple of times.
I have to admit, I do have a similar circumstance as well, where my daughter lives in the Isle of Man with my ex-wife. Oh, okay. And I meet her at the ferry terminal. It's one of the reasons I've stayed in Liverpool. It's because the ferry terminal to the Isle of Man is right on the dock road.
Makes sense.
But it's the car park that's there, again, as you say, it's open to anyone, even though it's closest to the terminal. Mm. And it's about the same rate for half an hour there, because it's prime tourist spot. And when I get there, the ferry turns up at six o'clock. The parking stops at 6. So after 6 p.m., you don't have to pay.
Fair enough. Yep.
Mm-hmm. So naturally, I want to get there early, because I'm, you know, responsible adult. Every time I think the exact same thought process of, there's a very good chance I'm not going to see the parking attendant. Mm. No traffic wardens are coming round. It's 25 to 6. Who's going to argue over 25 minutes?
Oh, they will. They will. They will.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Every time I'm just like, no, you know what they're like. But thankfully, I have the parking app.
Oh, yeah, Just Park.
I don't know if you guys...
Just Park.
Where you can just... Yeah, you just put in the 4-digit code and then it all goes through my card. And I'm like, because that was the worst thing for me was keeping loose change, making sure I had, because I hate having cash on me. Because I often forget I've got cash on me.
Yeah, especially after.
So I'll either spend it.
Yeah, I was going to say, especially after COVID and stuff like that, because everything went onto your card, didn't it, in the end?
Yeah. Well, that's why they upped the amount on it. But I was always, for me, it was always, I'd forget if I'd gotten it out for a purpose and then forget that reason. Say, it's in my wallet for a week and I forget. And then I'm like, oh, £30. I'm going to go treat myself. And then you remember you still need to do this thing. So I stopped carrying cash for a while because I was like, no, I'll only spend it when I need it and I'll just put it all on the card. So when it came to parking, it was like, oh, God, what do I do? I've got no change.
Yeah.
So desperately trying to find free parking spaces for that period where before I've found the app and then I was like,
ah, yeah,
I don't have to worry.
It is much easier. I mean, yeah. It does make life much easier, especially as like if you're in the middle of something as well and you know that you need to top it up, you can just go, right, okay, I need to top it up by 2 hours, a hour or whatever. So
I'll have to have a look into that because I've never used that. I've used the apps for like just specific parking places, but I'll have a look because the most of the times I've parked of late, I've just used cash. Yeah.
Okay. There's one that
tapped a card on something.
I have to admit that is one thing that is improving as well is the actual ticket machines themselves are having the contactless payment. Yeah. So you can just go up to the machine and still use your card. The only problem I found is I have about 4 apps just for Liverpool because all the car parks are privately owned. Yeah. When I pay for the usual one that I normally use, I get about 4 text messages and it's all automated. One of them is from the actual company saying, yes, we've received your payment. And then the other one is from the council saying that, yes, we've also received notification. So for about 20 minutes after I've parked, my phone gets blown up with, yes, we've registered your parking. Yes, thank you for paying for, you know, you get thanked for paying twice and then you panic because you think, well, no, I've only paid once, haven't I?
Yeah.
So I'm desperately going back into my banking app going, oh God, please don't, I've only taken one amount of money.
Yeah.
But as you say, you know, going out for dinner with the wife, obviously it's wonderful just be like, well, we're going to have dessert. Here's an extra hour on the parking.
Yeah, exactly. Because, yeah, just park is the one that I mostly use. But then you have to, like, depends, like, with, you know, like sometimes with the parking spaces, they've got a specific one that you have to use. Some of them do require cash, obviously, you know. So, but, you know, for the most part, most of them have got the app now and most of them are to do with Just Park. So I'm trying to remember what
it's always that thing though when the machine doesn't work at the parking place and you think can I chance it and put a note in the card that says doesn't work, but you think, well, no, because they've got the app, so they just say we should have paid with the app and the parking ticket.
I can't remember if I was speaking to you or I was speaking to Andy at the time, but I was talking previously on the podcast about Portland Bill. And I'm pointing that way because that is that way. But so Portland Bill, basically there is no option. You only have to use the app. You can't use cash or card or anything like that. And I do feel sorry because for the most part, an off season, for the most part, it's the older generation that go up there and they don't all know how to use the apps and stuff like that. Because, you know, most of their life, they've just popped change in there, haven't they? But it is awful. But also the signal's not fantastic up there either. So it's like, you know, you can't always guarantee that your app is going to work. Oh, it's a pain in the ass. But anyway, yeah.
The joys of modern technology.
Well, that's the other problem I had at McDonald's when I walked in. I was like, well, how the hell do I pay anybody in here? Because it's all just screen. Because I've not been in a McDonald's for that long.
Yeah,
it's all touch screens. I was like, well, okay. Where are the staff? Where is everybody?
Yeah, exactly. It is robots now, basically. If you have a breakfast again, they've got the new breakfast wrap out, which is lovely. It's come back.
No, it's not going to happen. Gemma, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. I'm going to avoid that place like the plague. That McDonald's will be to me what Ian Village is to plague people.
So if you were going for fast food then, what kind of place would you go to?
an independent place where it actually cooks real food.
That's not fast food. That's a cafe.
Well, a cafe or some kind of takeaway. I generally don't. I mean, like I said, it was more just complete necessity this morning. So
yeah.
Yeah, I mean...
Well, you should have eaten before you went out, shouldn't you?
You're damn right I should have done. Damn right I should. Well, to be fair, I should have just made a protein shake and taken that with me. So.
Yeah. Get your fat ass to the gym.
Yeah, exactly.
Just so that everyone knows, James has done really, really well and lost loads of weight, and he's looking fantastic, by the way. So thank when you. I say fat ass, he really isn't. So... and he's got a mug the size of his head.
Yes. For my coffee.
Yeah. Where he says coffee, he means whiskey.
Well, I couldn't possibly comment. You may think that. I couldn't possibly say.
You don't have to. I can see the colour of your cheeks yeah. from here.
Well, that's what I'm drinking. To be fair, it's not whiskey, it's meth.
Oh, okay. Right. That's, you know. Police officer in the room.
Former.
Oh, it's all right then. It's fine.
Yeah, it's fine. I don't care.
It's also probably that James is wrapped up in a blanket and he's also got his heater on, so you have to turn the camera off and turn his heater off.
To be fair, if I want to drink methylated spirit, I can drink methylated spirit.
Yeah, not on a Sunday, though.
I'm not his mum. I don't care.
Not on a Sunday, though. On Sunday... Well, when I used to work at B&Q at one point, we weren't allowed to sell methylated spirits because it technically could be drank. So on Sundays, we weren't allowed to sell it.
Yeah.
So.
No, I've heard that was a problem. Somebody was telling me they used to work like it wasn't DIY, but it's one of these stores that did ran decoration stuff and everything. And yeah, they used to get all the winos in buying methylated spirits to drink it. Tell you that'd be a hell of a that'll warm you inside.
Well, I think it'll do more than just warm them, but yeah, definitely.
It's what happens when all you've got is a Wetherspoon.
Yeah, that's another place I don't want to eat at.
But yeah, so other James, what have you got any sort of preference with fast food or anything like that?
Oh, absolutely, KFC.
Yeah.
And I say this because it's the only place where I can, it's how many lumps of chicken do you want? And here's a bucket for it all to be held in. I can't ask for more.
Fair enough.
How many lumps of meat do you want? Here's a bucket to take it home. Thank you.
I don't know what my favourite would be. It's probably Burger King or something like that, just to go slightly different. But Burger King's not too bad, but we haven't got one in Weymouth, so I can't really go there. So if I wanted a Burger King, I have to drive 45 minutes to go and get one. It's a bit excessive. So
You finally get it home, it's cold and rock hard, and you're like, yeah, I regret this decision.
The thing for takeaways... it's a proper kind of pizzeria rum. They make it all themselves on site, and that's really good for takeaway to them. That's really, their stuff is properly made, nice stuff. So,
yeah,
it's all sourdough, and they've got their own pizza ovens.
Yep, that's the stuff. Yep.
Yeah, we got nearby a Snappy Pizza as well, which is a square pizza in a square box and like takes up every corner of the box. And it's like, yeah, go for it. But as we're talking about fast food, that brings me to my third codswallop. So I don't know how familiar either of you are with a band called Disturbed. Are you familiar?
Somewhat familiar.
I don't think so.
Okay. So Disturbed, they're a heavy metal band. And they've got a song which is called Down With The Sickness. So you may have heard this song because it's on...
What?
Yeah, that's it. That's the one. Or what? But you may have heard the song on zombie kind of films and stuff like that. James Stafford, as well as other James. So at the moment, KFC, talking about KFC, they have got an advert for the, for whatever burger that they have at the moment. And they're using this Disturbed song, which is one of my favourite songs, to advertise as the background music. And it's really annoying me because it's like, this is such a good song. And yay, okay, the band are getting paid for it and whatnot. But this is such a good song. Why would you want to advertise a new burger with the song that is called Down With The Sickness? You know, I'm going down with the sickness.
They've sold out.
Yeah.
Corporate exactly. Shills.
What's it called? The E. coli burger.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, to be fair, James, we were discussing my how to drop a bit more weight, you know, an undercooked chicken. So,
yeah. there you go. Get yourself down to KFC and you'll come down with the sickness. Yeah,
exactly. It's like so stupid. Like, honestly, I mean, obviously, the background music, so it's not actually the lyrics, but those who know the song are going to know what the song's called, you know. So, and it's not just me out there who knows this song, you know what I mean? So it's like, oh my god, you know, ridiculous. What are you doing?
It's annoying efforts. The one that gets me at the moment is the Kenko advert, the football one.
Oh, I've not seen that one.
It's, oh god, it just I think it's more the fact I keep seeing it on eBay. Not eBay, okay. It's on YouTube, but it starts with this, with the, these two girls playing football being told that they can't play there, and I'm just like, I mute it as soon as I see it.
Oh, that's the one where it's like the grumpy old man comes, yes, out of the back,
that's
alley,
the one, yeah,
and he's like, you can't play,
yeah,
here.
Oh, it's so such an annoying advert.
Her dad goes and helps clean up the communal grounds, yeah, yeah, so they can play football properly.
Which, to be fair, looks like,
yeah, this is why
used,
I run AdBlock.
Looks like it could be used for football anyway. So I don't know why it's such an amazing thing that he's turned it into a pitch. Oh, so annoying.
Yeah, you cut the grass and paint it something,
yeah,
white.
No, yeah.
You don't get a medal. No, this is why I run AdBlock, because I get to ignore it all.
But does that work on TVs? Because, like, my mum watches a lot of YouTube on TV, but I guess it doesn't work on there?
Unfortunately not. Okay. If you're using YouTube on the TV, unless it's got an operating system similar to, like, Android.
No, it hasn't.
It normally won't let you do it. The only time I think you can do it with YouTube on TVs is if you have YouTube Premium.
Ah, no.
So you pay monthly, and that is completely ad-free.
Yeah.
But if you're just streaming it from another device to a television, you unfortunately get stuck. And I remember I was sitting with my wife watching a documentary, and we'd streamed it to the big TV so we could both watch it. The ads were so obnoxious.
Yeah. Yeah, they all are.
It must have been every 5 minutes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they come up louder as well. Sorry to cut you off there, but
they come up. No. It's exactly like the adverts. That was going to be my coswallop over it. Is every time that happens, it's a case of the narrator is mid sentence, and then all of a sudden you get Dettol in your ears because the advert cuts in, and you're so shocked by it and just like taken aback, you can't even remember what the narrator was saying because it's unskippable. You can't skip them anymore. They're 15 seconds, so you don't get the quick skip. And then you're like, oh, hang on, I'm going to have to roll that back. And if you roll it back, it resets all the adverts for the rest of the podcast, for the rest of whatever you're listening to.
Yeah, exactly.
So they are getting absolutely obscene with the way that they are.
Yeah, it's awful. It is awful. Stupid people.
Although I can find some amusement when I was watching a documentary about a murder and the advert came up, and I kid you not, for a funeral home. I'm like, somebody hasn't thought this one through, have they?
It's a bit like when going back to McDonald's,
Or have they? They could be a genius.
Exactly. But you remember when...
Know your audience. Yeah,
when McDonald's advertised... the McCrispy outside the crematorium.
Yes, that was, and it's like, how did nobody think this through? Yes, it was on the side of a bus stop, but come on!
Or did they? That's the thing. Did they?
I think they may have done. I think there's some marketing genius going, this will work.
Yeah, because it'll get people talking.
Either that or there's...
Yeah.
Well, it's either that or there's just some councilman, you know, like council worker who's the one who's had to put it up and gone, yeah, I'm not saying anything. This is hilarious. I'm going to make someone else's problem today.
Well, guys, this is the first episode. I think this is a great way to end the episode, talking about fast food.
I'm now hungry.
Yeah, I am too. So that's also another reason why. And also, as usual, I need a wee, and I'm sure that James Stafford needs a wee as well.
I couldn't say.
Yeah.
So that's why you got the big mug.
Yeah. I keep a vase down there.
He decants it every night. Like a fine bottle of wine. So, I think that we've been talking enough codswallop this week. I have been Gemma.
I've been one of the Jameses.
And I've been the new version.
New and improved is what he was going to say.
The new improved version, yeah.
I thought about it, but I'm not going to risk it.
Not just yet, eh? We'll see. We'll see what the tadpoles
say. Not on the first one.
Not on the first one, yeah. We'll see what the tadpoles say, you know. Stafford's for the stay unless he wants to leave, and then he's not allowed. But
I'll be taken out to the waterfront and shot.
Yeah.
No, she'll never let you out that basement.
No, not with the fish heads. I'll keep flinging the fish heads. Yeah. So, yeah, I think goodbye, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, everyone.